good for Olivia Olson of Waniwak Center. That makes it 37-13. Holly King across half court. Maggie Kirshner on the right wing. Maggie holds it up. Now uses the dribble. Fires it to the high post. Alyssa Olson out to meet the ball. Reverses it to Brooklyn Dickey. Over to Kirshner. Shot of the way. Good. Little 10-footer from Maggie Kirshner. She's got five. That makes it 39-13. The Wolves across half court to the baseline. Benish gives it back now to Burns. Burns lobs cross court. Knocked away by Peterson. And it's out of bounds. Tristan had a hand on it. It will come back now to the Wolves. And J.C. Maxwell is in for Alyssa Olson. So a quick switch is made. And the Wolves will start it in play here from the near side. Pass comes in. Taken on the left side now by the Wolves. Olivia Olson, crossover pass. Bounce feed to the baseline to Benish. Top of the wheel, Price. Three try on the way for the Wolves. Score! That's their first triple of the ball game. And Bryn Burns rings the bell. 39-16. Wolves looking a lot better on their offense here this half. Kirshner to King. And the Bulldogs set up shop. Peterson. Now Maxwell just outside the top of the circle. Ball tipped away by the Wolves. And out of bounds. Into the game for Coach Fields is Destiny Baker. Ithaca with the basketball. Holly King will put it in play. Gets the ball from the official. Quick inbound feed. Knocked out of bounds by the Wolves. Well, again, we've got Ithaca running back on defense. Nope, it will be Ithaca ball. Bulldogs are back on defense. I think the other official is going to override it. It, to me, looks like it should be Waniwak ball. I've got the advantage of being up here in the crow's nest looking down and kind of seeing everything. Nope, it will be Ithaca ball. Holly King will put it in play. 10-18 to play in the game. 39-16 in favor of the Bulldogs. They've never trailed. Ball comes into Peterson. Tristan leaf in leaner. On the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kendall Rowe of the Wolves. And Waniwak Center sets it up. Across the half-court line. Bulldogs guarding them closely. Over to the corner. Baker throws to the low post. The Bulldogs will reach in foul. That'll put it out of bounds, and the Bulldogs commit their fourth foul. This one is on Brooklyn Dickey. That'll be her first. The Wolves pass it in play, caught by Olson. Drives a little closer, and Maggie Kirshner gets the tie-up. Tough defense, and the ball goes back now to the Bulldogs on the alternate arrow. Brooklyn Dickey is out. Maylee Plemer returns. Maylee went out a little while ago with three fouls. King across the timeline off a screen from Plemer. Gives it back to Maylee. Maylee around the defender. Drives lane. Nothing there. Nowhere to go. And it's ripped away by Kendall Rowe. And I believe the Bulldogs attempted and successfully got a timeout after a steal by the Wolves. It'll go to the Bulldogs after the timeout. 9:40 to go. 39-16. Ithaca leading Waniwak Center. Area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your mobile service, support matters. With Y-Connect Wireless, you're backed by local customer support and the friendly faces you know. Enjoy the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network with small-town customer care that's here when you need it. Y-Connect Wireless gives you big coverage and a local team to keep you connected. It's the 5G network you deserve from the people you trust.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Phil Nee with you tonight. Mr. Fabulous, our studio engineer tonight, Tim Thede. We get ready for the stretch drive. A lot of games going on in the month of December, that's for sure. And we always talk about what a long season it is. And, you know, it does cover portions of 4 months, but it goes by quickly, especially once you get past the holidays. It flies. Here we go. Holly King will put it in play for the Bulldogs. Holly needing some help, fires it in to Kirshner, top of the circle. Maggie goes right side. Peterson on the right wing. Back to King, top of the circle. Bulldogs working it around. A matchup zone by the Wolves. Ball goes over to Plemer. Plemer on the right wing. Back to Peterson. Peterson near side Maxwell. Now near side Kirshner. Lobs it low. Knocked away. Out of bounds. Good hands by Madison Price. Prairie du Chien leading Mount Horeb 26-12. First half. River Ridge 27-12 over Fenimore in the second half. Girls basketball tonight. Inbound from Maxwell. Back to Kirshner. Maggie over to Plemer. Plemer stops. Gives to King. Her pass deflected and picked up now by Price. And there is an empty ball. Holly King diving in there. And the arrow goes to Waniwa. We're nearing halfway through the second half here this evening. Ithaca leading 39-16. Wolves with the ball across the timeline. Swinging it now to Burns. Burns left side to Baker. Baker, cross court, near side to Price. Madison drives, uses the screen, down to the baseline, shoots a shot, it's on the way, no good. Peterson chases down the rebound. Peterson, back to Plemer, and the Bulldogs hustle back the other way. Plemer goes right side, off the screen, bounce feed low, there is a nice move, into the lane, shot, no, falls off for Peterson. Rebound by the Wolves. Ithaca, not a chance for any quick putbacks here as of late. Ball goes to Burns on the left side. Burns makes a move, is cut off. Cross court again, left side to Olson. Olivia backs off. Bulldogs matching up person to person. Olson on a drive, throws toward the baseline. Price is cut off, throws it inside, intended for Rowe. Led her a little bit too far, and it's out of bounds off of the Wolves. Well, the nearside official says Bulldogs, off the Bulldogs. It will be Wolves basketball. Melissa Olson returns to the lineup. Tristan Peterson is out. And Ithaca back on defense. King, Plemer, Kirshner, Maxwell, and Olson for the Bulldogs. Ball on the near side, Burns. Burns leaves the dribble, lobs it back to the left side, Olson. Olson guarded by Plemer, crossover dribble to the free throw line, backs in, leaps in, and now kicks to the corner. A long one on the way for the Wolves, no good. Rowe with the rebound, drives in, and a crowd and scores. Kendall Rowe has 8 for Waniwak Center. That makes it 39-18. Bulldogs with the lead, 7:33 to go. King left side, back to Plemer, now Maxwell. Maxwell on a drive, drives down low, shot won't go, gets her own miss. Fouled on the putback. And she'll go to the free throw line. Good second chance. Third chance, made the most of it, get fouled, goes to the line. So JC, 1 for 3 from the stripe. This one is good. That makes it 40-18. Waniwak has actually outscored Ithaca 10-9 here in the second half after a big Ithaca lead at halftime, 31-8. JC makes the second free throw. That makes it 41-18. Timeout taken by Waniwak as they cross the half-court line. We have 7:20 remaining in tonight's game, 41-18 in favor of the Ithaca Bulldogs on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Welcome back to Ithaca tonight, area girls basketball, where it's 41-18 in favor of the Bulldog girls. Ithaca at Waniwak Center. Both teams working on some things in the second half and different combinations of players. That's what it's all about in the non-conference schedule. Bulldogs with the advantage of being up big at halftime, so they've had a chance to work in a few things. They come back with King, Maxwell, Olsen, Plemer, and Kelsey Coleman is in the lineup as they return. So the Wolves will have the ball at midcourt, and Bryn Burns puts it in play. Olivia Olsen across the half-court line, and the Wolves set it up. Bulldogs have dropped back. Looks like they're back to a matchup defense, man-to-man. And this one lost out of bounds by the Wolves. Unforced turnover on the far side, and it goes back to the Bulldogs. The Wolves have done a better job of not turning the ball over here as of late, but they do there. Coleman on the right wing brings it back to King. King switches it near side. Plemer down low to Olsen, knocked away and picked off by Waniwak center, and it's lost out of bounds. It'll be Ithaca baseball along the baseline, 6:56 and counting down in this one tonight. As King brings it in play, Maxwell down deep, makes a nifty move in the lane and scores. J.C. Maxwell now to 19 points, 43-18 Ithaca. Down the baseline, here's Burns, 15-footer no good. Rowe with a rebound, now slapped away, picked up by Alyssa Olsen and the Bulldogs. Off to Holly King, across the half-court line. Holly, right side, free throw line right, now left, Plemer. Plemer to Maxwell, right wing, J.C. drives, fires it back to King. Holly with a step back now drives in, 15-footer won't go, rebound Plemer, 16-footer on the rim and good. Bailey Plemer with 8 points tonight. And it is 45-18. The Bulldogs opening the offense back up again with 6:12 to play. Bryn Burns fires it off to Addison Benish in front of the Waniwak center bench. Now back to Destiny Baker on the right side. They'll throw it to a posting up Bryn Burns. Cut off by King, fronted by Coleman. And the ball comes out and almost over it back. Tight roping half-court line is Olsen. Now down to the baseline, jumper on the way, and good from the corner for Addison Benish. That's her first basket, and that makes it 45-20. Plemer at point, brings it right down the middle. 5.5 to play, Coleman over to King, back to Coleman. Takes a three, it's on the rim, no good. Rims out now long, and taken up by Waniwak center. Quick move in the lane, shot up no good on a hop step by Olsen, and Maxwell takes it. Breakaway for J.C. down the boulevard, lays it in, good. Maxwell having a night tonight. That makes it 47-20 in favor of the Bulldogs with 5:05 remaining here in area girls basketball. Pass comes to the corner. Baker cut off, nowhere to go. Back to the left side, Burns. Now Rowe, the turnaround shot on the wing, no good. Touched last by Waniwak center and out of bounds. Into the game for Ithaca, number 11, Brooklyn Dickey. Maylee Plemer is out. And Ithaca will start it in play. 4:51 to go in the ball game tonight. 47-20 in favor of Ithaca. Holly King with the ball. Stops, and her passing lane is cut off, so she'll throw to Maxwell just up from the baseline. J.C. throws it back now to King. King leaves it left side and threw it away, intending it for either Dickey or Olsen, and it will be Waniwak Center basketball. Brookwood leading Westby 25-22 in the second half. Barneville 21-8 leading Darlington. Highland, at last word, was up on Iowa Grant 10-2. Again, this game starting just after 7, so a little ahead of most games tonight. Here comes the inbound pass, 4.5 to play, and the Wolves take it over to the left side. Down to the baseline, on a runner, it's on the way, no good for Olsen. Put back, no good for Burns, put back by Olsen is good. Olivia Olsen now with 6 points, that makes it 47-22. Holly King with the basketball, 4:09 to play. King leaves the dribble, gives it off to Maxwell, free throw line. J.C. penetrates, throws to the baseline. Coleman shot of the way and good. 15-footer for Kelsey Coleman. That makes it 49-22 Ithaca. The Wolves with the ball, left side Benish. Benish drives, 15-footer, banks off the back of the rim. Rebound by Maxwell. J.C. lets the defense pass her by, gives it back to Brooklyn Dickey. And the Bulldogs try to set it up left side. Picked off by the Wolves. Here goes Bryn Burns. beats it to the lane. Olsen back to Burns. Tough shot is good. Bryn Burns with the basket. That makes it 49-24. Ollie King crosses half court with 3:23 to play. Cross court picked off again. And the Wolves take it down low, and the shot of the way won't stay. Put back up, and that one is no good. Tapped around by Maxwell and picked up by the Wolves. They'll set it up. Top of the key, three on the way by Rowe and out of bounds. It'll be Ithaca basketball. Kind of a wild turn of events. Isabella Faber is in for the Bulldogs. Isabella, a freshman, seeing her first action tonight. Out of the game goes Holly King. The Bulldogs will set it up against a zone defense applied by the Wolves. So Dickey at the point guard. Brooklyn brings it near side. Guarded closely. The Wolves knock it away. Now picked up. Maxwell has it. Top of the circle. JC leaves it off for the right side. Turning in. The ball is stripped away and taken away by the Wolves. Into the front court. They'll take a runner in the lane, and that is good. Converting the defense into some offense. Olivia Olsen with her fourth basket. It is 49-26. Dickey across the half-court line. Crosses over and double dribble called. Again, Winniewalk Center reaching and knocking that ball loose enough to force the turnover. It comes back to the Wolves with 2:27 to play. Inbound pass for the Wolves. They'll walk it across half-court and set up shop on the far side. Olsen down to the baseline. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. Three try. Wolves, no good. They'll pick it up, rebound up, and good on the putback. Number 20, Olsen, gets the basket. That makes it 49-28. Wolves making a good bid here in the second half. 2 minutes to go. Maxwell at the point, throws it to Dickey. Give and go, low for Maxwell. Knocked out of bounds by the Wolves. It will be Ithaca basketball, and Maley Plemer checks in for Alyssa Olsen. So it will be Ithaca basketball on the out-of-bounds line. Looking to put it in, they will. Maxwell wide open, scores! J.C. Maxwell has eclipsed 23 points now. 51-28. Bulldogs, here's a three-try by the Wolves. That one won't go. Put back by Rowe is good. Kendall Rowe has hit 10 points tonight for the Wolves. 51-30. Top of the circle for the Bulldogs, Maley Plemer. She is defended strong, knocked away by the Wolves. Maxwell rolls in there, grabs the ball, and jump ball called. I think it was trying to get a timeout, I believe, but a jump ball was called. That stops the clock with a minute 21 to go here in the ball game. 51-30, favor of Ithaca. Plemer looks to put it in play from right in front of the Bulldog bench. Brings it into Dickey, and Brooklyn drives down to the baseline against the double team and is fouled. That'll be the third foul on the Wolves. That's against Olivia Price, and will be her first. J.C. Maxwell was started in play. Maxwell skips it in to Coleman, back to J.C., cuts through the crowd, lays it up short. Rebound pulled down by the Wolves, taken down by Olsen, and back the other way. Olsen across half court. Bulldogs setting up on the defense, and the Wolves at the free throw line. Olsen turns in, dumps to the corner. Rowe, the three-pointer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Maley Plemer. Back to Brooklyn Dickey. Bulldogs in the backcourt, 52 seconds to play. Up to Plemer, down to Coleman. Coleman, back to Dickey, now Plemer. Bulldogs set up shop, looking to the left side. Trying to get open, ball goes back to Maxwell. J.C. on a drive, fires it back to Plemer on the right side. Plemer around a screen, looking to the near side. Tries to get it loose, does to Maxwell. 26 seconds to play. Bulldogs taking it down. Far side, Brooklyn Dickey. Bulldogs taking some time off here, looking good here. Working the ball and trying not to turn it over. Back to Dickey. Pass comes to Coleman. Now back to Plemer. Down to 10 seconds. Bulldogs have ate up the rest of the clock here tonight. Plemer back to Brooklyn Dickey. 2 seconds, 1 second, near side. Faber at the buzzer. Shot on the lane, no good. Isabella Farber takes the last shot of the ball game. This one belongs to the Bulldogs. 51-30, the final score here tonight, as Ithaca wins for the first time on the evening. We'll be back, or on the season. We'll be back with the upcoming postgame show, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. You're listening to Area Girls Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the postgame show tonight from WRCO, 51-30, the final score. The Bulldogs get the victory here. They led 31-8 at the break. Actually, were outscored by a bucket by the Wolves in the second half, but win it by a score of 51-30. Turning point of the game, the Duncan Rewards turning point, rewarding some great plays, players, and team efforts here all season long. We go back to the first half. Good effort by the Bulldogs to get it to the person with a hot hand, J.C. Maxwell, and the sophomore had 15 first-half points, but she made some key baskets, including a couple of breakaway steals late in the first half, and that gave the Bulldogs a sizable lead, which they were able to hang on here tonight. Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game, the end of the first half, and again 15 from J.C. Maxwell. Duncan Rewards, offering you all kind of rewards. Stop by in Richland Center and find out more. This is Area Girls Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Tis the season for treating with Duncan, and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldog girls win tonight 51-30. Now look at scoring. J.C. Maxwell leads all scorers with 23, 15 of those in the first half. 9 for Tristan Peterson, 8 for Maley Plemer. 5 points scored by Maggie Kirshner, 4 for Holly King, and 2 for Kelsey Coleman. Leading the way for the Wolves, Olivia Olson and Kendall Rowe each scored 10, 8 points for Bryn Burns, and 2 for Addison Benish. 1 3-pointer for the Wolves tonight, that was Bryn Burns, and 1 for the Bulldogs, that was Maggie Kirshner right at the end of the first half with a buzzer beater, and the Bulldogs with a total of 4 of 7 from the free throw stripe tonight. 3 for 4 for Wanewoc Wolves. So not a lot of foul shot. It was certainly a pretty well-played game that way. Weren't a lot of fouls called, and both teams, I thought, played pretty well defensively. I think both teams, even though the Wolves didn't win, made some improvements, and again, playing without at least one starter tonight. And the Bulldogs made lots of improvements, I thought, especially from first couple of games as they win for the first time and improve to 1-2. And Wanewoc falls to 1-2 with the loss here tonight. We'll have more coming up from the Gelenic Plumbing Heating postgame show in a moment from WRCO, WRCO.com.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Finals tonight on the Filney flip phone. New Lisbon 53, Lafarge Youth Initiative 40. So New Lisbon gets the win. We saw New Lisbon last week with, again, a young squad. They get their first win. Brookwood leading Westby at last word, 29-26. Also, Highland was up at Iowa Grant, 23-11, right around halftime. And Prairie du Chien at last word was leading Mount Horeb, 35-14. That was in the second half. Again, this game perhaps ahead of a lot of those games as we had the start just after 7 tonight with no JV contest at Ithaca. The flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Next up tomorrow night, we'll be on the air with a pregame time around 7:15. And then it's Richland Center hosting Viroqua in area boys basketball from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Coming up tomorrow, the Ithaca boys team will open up the season at Royal among a number of area boys basketball games. Next up for these two teams, Wanewoc Center getting set to start conference play on Friday night, December 6th, with a home game against Royal. Ithaca will open conference play on the road at Seneca next Friday as well. Tonight's game is engineered by Tim Feed, and this is Phil Nee wishing you the best, congratulating the Ithaca Bulldogs on their first win of the year, 51-30. The final score tonight as the Bulldogs get the win on the visiting Wanewoc Center Wolves. Well, we'll join you tomorrow night with more area basketball. Until that time, Phil Nee wishing you the best. You've been listening to area girls basketball coverage from WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans
for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. She counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. But losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
into the room, the rest of the world fades right off into the blue. Yeah, I'm off the ground, up in the clouds, not sure which one I'm on. And I couldn't tell you what day it was, baby, not when you're in my arms. Hey, honey, I forget about everything every time I get around. It under control, but girl, you're the kind that makes a man just wanna let go. I don't care about nothing but your sweet loving when you look at me that way. And sometimes when I'm holding you tight, I can't remember my name, honey.
Talked all night. sky. Blinking 2 years flew right by. Down on one knee praying you won't say no. We're shaking right down to my bones. Saying I love you to the stars above you ain't shining. Wind up with just a man. You're a halo and a heart of gold. Yeah, baby, I'm just flesh and bones. Saying I love you to the stars above you ain't shining.
Pass me by. The kind of girl I wanted wouldn't want a guy like me. I thought that she wouldn't look twice. See, I'm kind of crazy. I like the extremes. So all of my life, the girl of my dreams was everything nice. Sugar and spice and tequila on ice. I was looking for a saint who was a devil of a lover. But every girl I found was either one way or the other. Till one night at a bar, when I saw her standing there, pretty thing in blue jeans with a daisy in her hair. I walked over to her and introduced myself. I said, now that we know each other, if you're not with someone else, can I buy you a drink? She said, thank you, I think I'll have tequila on ice. And I said, nice. Who was a devil of a lover. But every girl I found was either one way or the other. But this one here was different. I could see it from the start. Pretty thing in blue jeans, kinda sweet and wild at heart. I guess that's what got me down here in Cancun. Lying in this hammock, looking at the moon up there, stroking her hair and picking out rice. My baby's kisses taste like sugar and spice and tequila on ice.
cause there ain't enough tickets sold. The air conditioner on the bus is broke, and I can't shake this cold. The single lost the bullet, the singer's losing his wife. Well, I might be crazy, but I wouldn't change a single thing about this life. Sometimes we feel like champions, sometimes we just can't win. Sometimes our records hit the top of the charts or the discount bargain bins. Through almost 20 years of touring, we remain partners, brothers and friends. Well, we'll keep it together cause we're sure we're gonna be big time before it all ends. Just as long as Johnny got his fiddle and Jimmy got his drums along, then Jeffrey and me and Bobby will be singing all our favorite songs. We'll catch a fire from the folks in the front row, fan the flames as the beat gets strong. It's great to be a part of something so good that's lasted so long.
Want your information first and fast? Sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
100.9 WRCO.
Crowd. Don't know the name of the restaurant where the valet parks. nice too. If you wanna hide out in the barn, we can set up shop and let the tailgate drop. Have our own little flatbed bar, baby. I got the keys to the country, sitting in my F-350. I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake. The little honey ought to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna roll? Get a little green grass on your soul. Tell me where to turn, where you wanna go. 'Cause I got the keys to the country. I got the keys to the country, sitting in my F-350. I know where to park way out in the dark where the stars shine down so pretty. Got the keys to the gate to the Johnson's Lake. A little honey ought to take you, honey. I ain't got the keys to the city, but I got the keys to the country. Do you wanna ride? Do you wanna roll? Get a little green grass on your soul. Tell me where to turn, where you wanna go. 'Cause I got the keys to the country.
Song came on. is.